With Ag News, I'm Nathan Steedley. The U.S. government is elevating agriculture to a core national security priority, a shift officials say reflects growing concerns about foreign ownership of farmland, supply chain vulnerabilities, and global food instability. Under a new federal strategy released this week, agriculture will be treated alongside energy and defense as a strategic sector critical to economic resilience and geopolitical stability. The plan calls for tighter scrutiny of foreign investment in U.S. farmland, stronger domestic production incentives, and closer coordination between agriculture, defense, and homeland security departments. Officials said recent disruptions include trade conflicts, extreme weather and geopolitical tensions, exposed weakness in food and input supply chains. Farm groups broadly welcomed the move, saying it underscores the importance of protecting domestic production capacity and rural economies. Critics cautioned that expanded oversight must be carefully targeted to avoid discouraging investment or burdening producers. Administration officials said implementation details will be rolled out in the coming months through regulatory actions and interagency coordination. The U.S. ag equipment market is expected to grow steadily over the next several years, driven by demand for precision technology and automation, even as farmers face tight margins. A new industry outlook projects rising investment in GPS-guided machinery, autonomous equipment, and data-driven tools designed to cut fuel, labor, and input costs. Manufacturers are focusing on high-tech upgrades rather than large-volume sales of traditional machinery. The forecast comes as farm income remains under pressure from lower commodity prices and higher input costs, forcing producers to weigh major capital purchases carefully. Analysts said adoption of technology that improves efficiency may continue even during downturns, particularly among larger operations. Equipment makers have scaled back production and dealer inventories following post-pandemic demand spikes. Still, long-term prospects remain positive as labor shortages and sustainability goals push farmers toward automation. Smaller producers, however, may struggle to afford newer technologies without improved profitability or expanded financing options. The U.S. Department of Agriculture reported the number of farms in the United States fell by 15,000 in 2025, continuing a long-term decline in the nation's agricultural landscape. According to the USDA's annual Land and Farms report, the total number of farms dropped to about 1.86 million last year, down from roughly 1.88 million in 2024. The decline spanned nearly all size and sales categories, with smaller operations, especially those reporting the USDA data showed the decline spanned nearly all size and sales categories, with smaller operations, especially those reporting $1,000 to $10,000 in annual sales, posting the largest losses. Only operations with annual sales above $1 million saw a slight increase of about 50 farms. Total land and farms also edged lower, decreasing about 0.3% to 874 million acres, even as average farm size ticked upward, reflecting a consolidation trend. Analysts said economic pressures, including slim profit margins, rising costs, and generational turnover, continue to challenge smaller producers and reshape the structure of U.S. agriculture. The National FFA organization said it will cooperate with a congressional inquiry examining one of its corporate sponsors while emphasizing its nonpartisan mission and independence from donor influence. At question is FFA's alleged ties to the Chinese Communist Party through a partnership with Chinese-owned Syngenta Group. FFA declined to provide additional details, citing the ongoing nature of the investigation. The inquiry comes amid heightened scrutiny from some members of the Congress over partnerships between U.S.-based nonprofits and companies with foreign ownership ties. The Youth Agriculture Education Group released a statement exclusively to the NAFB News Service, and in that statement said while FFA accepts support from generous donors and sponsors throughout the agricultural and agribusiness community, it does not and cannot advocate the views for any donor or sponsor. FFA has received a congressional inquiry about one of our sponsors, and it intends to cooperate fully. That's your Ag News on KFEQ. I'm Nathan Steedley.